Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning, Dan.
How was your weekend so far? It's just starting, but it's probably really good, right?
I mean, it's Easter weekend, right? So
it's Easter weekend, and you're on the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. Not just listening to it, the people listening to it. Your weekend has already incrementally. That means just tiny amounts. Exponentially improved because you're listening. Haley, you're a part of it. So your weekend is infinitely better.
Oh, I was going to go incrementally. Yeah.
So let's just leave all that math aside. We've got a lot to cover. And it is Easter weekend. We hope everybody out there has a great Easter. And hopefully we'll remember to wish you another great Easter at the end of the show. But if we forget, we already did it. So we're good, right?
Well, you're nothing if
not redundant.
Thorough.
Yeah, thorough and redundant. Got a lot of stuff we're going to cover. We're going to be talking about some promo items, some items that we've got on special. And basically, it's going to be a month of really good savings.
Yeah.
If you want to save money like a contractor.
Better than a contractor.
Better than
because this is a sale for contract. They're saving money on top of their already saving. So imagine getting that pricing as a retail buyer.
It really is good pricing. We do this every year. But this year, for the first time ever, we've removed obstacles. There's always been minimum purchases. So
right.
You got to buy six brushes in order to get the price.
Because this is a contractor sale usually.
All of those minimums are removed. You can come in and get, buy one brush and save huge. We're going to talk about that at the end. You're going to want to be around for that. We're also going to be on the phone with Niall Sheena from Window World talking about black windows, black replacement windows.
Yeah, it's been a big trend lately for a while now. And I'm curious what the pros and cons are for that.
Well, I'm going to find all of that stuff out and relay that information to everybody. But right now, let's talk about a color consultation that Haley did. We had that big contest.
Right. We had five people win a free in-home color consultation from me. Very excited to do the first one. And it was an interesting situation because this person that I was helping is not a person I would say needs a lot of color help. In fact, she's quite talented at choosing colors, typically. And she's done her entire home. This was the last kind of piece of the puzzle, the last room that she just had no idea how to get it, feeling like the rest of her home in a way that made sense. And she had tried so many different colors just kept getting it wrong. And she'd been so successful in these other rooms that it was a point of frustration that, she talked about sitting, on the couch at night with her husband watching TV. She'd be sitting there, he'd be watching the TV. She would just be staring at the dining room because it drove her crazy. So she was just beyond grateful to have me there and get some outside expert advice on what direction to take this room in.
And the reason we want to talk about it is just because what she's dealing with is something that, to some extent, a lot of people out there could be dealing with one aspect of these things, maybe multiple aspects of what she's dealing with. And just walking through the process is really interesting. And if you can see how she got to her answers with Haley's help, this is something you can do on your own. And as we've mentioned before, we've got color consultants in the stores who can come out and help you with this in your own home.
Right.
But let's walk through the process. It's a dining room. You said you walked in and right off the bat, it was strange in the sense of, it's the first room you walk into and there's six doors going to other aspects of the home.
Exactly. So it's the main entry, which is already, a little bit strange to be walking right into a formal dining room. But that aside, it's a large room that has six doors and two windows. So it's a lot of, broken up walls that are existing in this room. And it's really distracting for the eye. And if you're used to living in that, you're not necessarily seeing that as an obstacle for the space. And she didn't see that as a problem. When I pointed that out, she kind of took a step back. Like, I never even really thought about that because it's just what she lives in. But me coming in from an outside perspective, I could see that that was probably a big point of contention for this room.
So what did you guys end up trying to do here?
So really, we wanted to kind of calm all of that visual noise because it's a lot. She's got an older home. There's a lot of trim. There was wainscoting and all of these doors in the space and the window. So these walls are very broken up. Visually, that's very distracting and it can make a space feel disconnected or disjointed. And you don't want to feel that way in a space.
And she was thinking about wallpaper. That was one of her considerations. Mm-hmm. She tried some colors, brought in some friends, got some different opinions about wallpaper, bounced that off you. You said no.
No,
she was grateful for that.
Kind of an immediate no. And I felt bad about that because I love wallpaper. I don't want to shut someone down. But she was so grateful to have a definitive answer. And the reason for that was because, again, this room had so many openings that it's really challenging already to feel kind of centered in the space, adding more pattern to what essentially is a pattern in the room with all of the doors and windows is just too much.
Well, and think about it. You'd put the wallpaper above the wainscoting.
Mm-hmm. So it's already half a wall.
Right. So you've got that broken up by doors. You've got the wainscoting. You've got all of these things going on. What the room needs is a solid color.
Right. Exactly.
In that area. And to simplify.
Yes. To simplify the space is really what it needed. And to have, you know, a color with some presence, you know, a grounding color that you can come into a space and feel a sense of calm. Right off the bat. So we ended up deciding to color drench the space. And for those unfamiliar with this trend, that means that we're putting the same color on the walls, the wainscoting, the trim, and the ceiling, because this room also had really low ceilings. That was another obstacle. And all of that combined essentially just simplifies all of that visual noise. It makes a really kind of calming palette in the end.
Right.
And it sounds strange because that's not at all what we're used to doing on any of those surfaces, right? I'm putting a color that I would normally put on a wall on the trim, and I'm also putting it on the wall and the wainscoting
and the doors
and the ceiling. Like, it sounds like a lot, but it really does so much to just calm a space that's really feels so divided.
Yeah, even all these different competing textures and mm-hmm. visual textures, whatever they are,
right.
It's all going to blend together a little bit. It's
right.
It's going to calm it down, give you that sense of peace that
right.
you're looking for in the space. So color drenching, we're going to talk about that maybe not next week, but the next week after that.
Yeah.
We've got a whole segment that Haley's put together where we'll dig into that. But I just wanted to give you a quick insight. I thought that was a great story. There's just a lot going on, a lot of answers to be found. If you're struggling with a space, there are answers out there.
Yes.
Stop out at any Repco Light and talk to us about what you've got. Bring some photos in. Maybe we'll get a color consultant out to the house. Maybe that's the best way to go. We can work through all of that if you just stop out and talk to us. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I'll be on the phone with Niall Sheena from Window World talking about black windows. That's all next. Stick around. And we're back. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And right now, I want to get into a topic. It's kind of a trending thing, black windows. We've seen those a fair amount, especially people who peruse the internet, peruse Instagram. We've seen lots of people with black windows, and it's easy to see why. Black windows kind of give a classic look and modern look at the same time. You kind of get the best of both worlds. It really works well aesthetically with a variety of interior and exterior designs, so black windows are cool in that way. But really, the big question, are black windows right for your home? Well, I'm on the phone with Niall Sheena from Window World, and we're going to talk about pros, cons, black windows, and probably other colors as well, and who knows what other things we're going to get into. Niall, thanks for being here with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I guess before we get into everything, why don't you tell us a little bit about Window World? I'm not terribly familiar. Talk us through, basically, who you guys are, where you're located, you know, what you do, all of that stuff.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the opportunity. So basically, Window World, we are America's largest exterior remodeler. There's about 240 locations nationwide. So we are in every single state, every single market. We know trends across the U.S. because we see them, right? Now, it's a franchise, so my family owns the local Detroit store in Commerce, Michigan. But there's also stores, you know, in Lansing, Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And what we specialize in, even though the name is just Window World, is anything on the exterior. So we do windows, siding, entry doors, and there's a lot of different programs that we use to help kind of facilitate and help with design as well as we go along.
All right. What do you mean programs that you use to help facilitate with all of that?
Yeah. So whenever we're doing like a siding and window job, we mm-hmm. actually have a program that creates a 3D rendering of your house. And what's neat about that is, you know, we're looking at basically a miniature version of your house. We can spin it around. We can change things on it. So we can change certain faces. I can add shakes up in the peak. I can change the color of the siding or change the type of siding. You know, I've had people where they were quoting out with different siding companies. You know, they had a color scheme in mind. And once I showed it to them, And they're like, oh, what is that?
Right.
let's not go that way. And we're able to kind of tweak it from there and see what looks best. And a lot of the time people have me throw black windows on there.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, with the whole color thing, you know, we've kind of taken a segue here a minute, but we do paint. And we have the same conversations on a small scale. You know, we talk about a room. You choose a color based on a little color chip. And when people see that in a room, you know, when the scale increases, the color doesn't look like you think it's going to. I can only imagine how big that plays out on the exterior of your home. And what a thing to mess up the color on, yeah. You know? Boy, that's got to be heartbreaking.
That's funny, actually. I never thought of it in a paint application. But, yeah, when I show people a smaller, you know, piece of siding, they try to pick off of there. And I tell them, listen, this is just the swatch. I usually carry like three pieces of each different color in my kit. So I can kind of just stack it like on their porch or something, show them. And then we go back to the rendering, like we were just talking about. And once you see it stand out, it definitely looks different. It could look darker. It could look lighter. It could look anything.
All right. So you guys do that, garage doors, front doors, entry doors, pretty much all of that stuff. Exterior of the home, you guys got it covered, right?
Exactly.
All right. So you mentioned, as you were talking about that once people see the renderings of the siding and all of that, a lot of the times they're asking about black windows. You know, like I said at the beginning, it is a bit of a trend, and it's been a trend for a while now. I'm just curious, what are some of the things that we need to think about? You know, when somebody comes in and starts that conversation with you and says, I'm thinking black windows, you know, where do you go with that? What are some of the considerations they need to think about before they make that decision?
Yeah, well, I first and foremost kind of just try to dial down and see what type of window mm-hmm. that they wanted. And what I mean by type of window, we sell vinyl windows and wood windows, right? And you can get different style different style choices with each one. So with a vinyl window, for example, we're one of the only vinyl window companies around that can do interior black. The vast majority of window companies can only do vinyl, black outside, white inside. So when you want black on the inside, we're able to provide that for them. Now, that being said, we don't paint them, right? So I kind of go over the differences of if somebody were to paint the vinyl window black versus we use these heavy duty laminates.
Okay.
And it kind of gives it a neat matte look, right? So it's not like a shiny vinyl paint or anything like that. It gives it like a nice matte look on the inside. And that's because it's heavy duty. So it'll keep it from scratching, right? You don't want black paint scratched off and just have a big white gash or anything like that. And if they decide to go for the vinyl window, we can do the entire interior of the window. Like everything you're looking at is going to be black no matter what. From the inside of the molding to the inside of the molding, you know, and then we could change your molding color to white. A lot of people seem to like versus having black molding, but in certain homes, the black molding looks really nice.
Okay.
Now, when we switch over to wood, we can make the entire thing black, just like with the vinyl, or we could actually do a situation where it's been getting extremely popular. Imagine a casement window, right? So a crank out window. Mm-hmm. And the whole framing of it, so the whole frame is white, but the part that moves, the part that cranks, is just black, right?
Okay.
And so then when you shut it, it creates kind of an elevated look. It creates slim lines. And it looks really neat, too, because obviously the outside is usually black in this situation. With the wood windows, we could change that, too. We could do even just white outside and black inside or you know, what have you.
Okay. So the core of the window is wood, is what you're saying. But then you've got this laminate on top of that. Is that how you're getting this color?
So in the vinyl, we use the laminate.
Okay.
With the wood windows, it's a Brazilian cypress wood, so it's rot resistant, and we have a lifetime warranty against rot. Mm-hmm. That being said, we're able to paint the inside with a factory finish.
Okay.
And then the outside is actually extruded aluminum. So extruded aluminum is different than your rolled aluminum. Like some window companies will use thin rolled aluminum over the wood. And the issue there is like that density, it doesn't hold up well over time versus a nice thick extruded aluminum on the outside. It's basically like sticking a wood window and sandwiching it onto an aluminum window, basically, because it's almost like a skeleton on the outside.
Okay.
Now that aluminum, we can do a powder dip finish in, we have a 20-year warranty on that, or people can upgrade to a 30-year. And so that powder, sorry, it's a powder coat finish. The powder coat finish, which I'm sure being paint people, you're probably familiar with that.
Absolutely.
It's like what they use on stop signs, traffic lights, stuff like that. Something for longevity, you'd want to go for a powder coat finish. And we have I mean, we have like 50 colors we could use on that, but a lot of them are black that are being chosen lately, at least.
Okay, and you said it's a bit of a matte finish, or was that just the laminate on the vinyl?
So that's the laminate for the vinyl. But actually, with the, I'm glad you brought that up, because with the aluminum, we have 5 different blacks we can choose from. So we can do like a regular shiny black aluminum look, or we can do a matte black, or we can do this, it's like a textured black. It really gives it like this industrial look, which it depends on where what your house looks like, but that could look really nice on certain houses, more like in the city, for example. We've done some places like that. And then, you know, we just have like this kind of off black as well.
Okay. So somebody comes in and they said, oh, like I said at the beginning, I really want to go with the black window look. You walk us through, first off, what do we want, vinyl windows or wood windows? That's where we start this conversation.
Yeah, I kind of walk them through the options. So,
and what's the benefit of one over the other? You know, why would I go with vinyl? Why would I go with wood? You know, help me understand what I'm looking at difference-wise.
So vinyl-wise, well, so first off, when people are shopping for black interior windows, like inside the home, most of them are looking at wood because they don't realize that there's vinyl companies out there that can do it. So that's why I bring that up first, because a lot of the time the reaction is, oh, I didn't know we could do vinyl black inside, you know?
Sure.
And then the reason that a lot of people go for vinyl windows is the no-maintenance aspect of it. You know, you can do a lifetime warranty on absolutely everything, which we do cover, including glass breakage. And so there's no maintenance associated with vinyl. You don't have to paint again, anything like that. It's also, believe it or not, slightly more energy efficient would be a vinyl window versus like a wood or anything like that. But the wood windows, you know, we still sell a lot of those because the people shopping for wood windows don't necessarily care as much about the energy efficiency. They're all aesthetics.
Okay.
So the wood windows are gorgeous. I mean, don't get me wrong, the black ones for the vinyl still look really nice, but it's the level of customization we have with the wood windows, like down to the way that the reveal is, where the glass meets the frame, the different types of handles we could put on it, all sorts of options like that, where if you're looking for more of a designer, which I feel like in the terms of what we're talking about for the show, some people who are looking for more of a beautiful design, they would probably be going toward the wood window if I brought these concerns up or these different options up.
Okay, probably a little pricier for the wood?
It is, yeah. It is a little bit of an upgrade, but it's, again, it's, you get so many more options, and it's just a beautiful look.
Now, you did mention something about there's no maintenance on the vinyl. What does the maintenance on the wood look like over time?
So, believe it or not, with the Brazilian cypress wood that we use, it's actually treated, right? So it's treated wood. It's completely resistant to water rot, bug damage, you know, sun degradation, and the aluminum exterior, you know, we can either do a 20 or a 30 year finish warranty there. So, which is longer than most vinyl companies would have for the finish warranty. So there's really not a lot of maintenance on a wood window with us, but other wood windows, you know, if you have your house built with wood windows, or you use a competitor for your wood windows and they don't have those things in place, which most, you know, new constructions don't, then you end up having the issue where you have rot, things like that. And then that'll leave a really bad taste in your mouth to where you're only shopping for vinyl a lot of the time.
All right. All right. That makes a lot of sense. Niall, we're hitting the edge of a break. I'm going to have to take a break here, and I've got a bunch of other questions. Can you hang with me over a commercial break? They're going to play some commercials. I guarantee you're going to like them. And then we'll be back in just a few minutes. Can you hang with me?
I'll be right here.
All right. We'll be back in just a minute with Niall Sheena from Window World talking about black windows. Do you want them? Do you need them? Should you have them? We'll get all the answers in just a minute. Stick around. And we're back. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And I'm on the phone with Niall Sheena from Window World. And yeah, last segment we were talking about black replacement windows. You know, it's a big trend. We're seeing lots of it. And it made me wonder, is that something that just everybody potentially could put in their home? Are there considerations? What do we need to think about? And basically, the way we started that conversation is I played the role of somebody in your showroom looking around saying, look, I'm thinking about black windows. That looks good to me. You walked me through some of the first things that you would ask. You know, do I want to go vinyl? Do I want to go with wood with an extruded aluminum on the outside of it, right? To get the color?
Correct.
Okay, so those were the options. We spelled that out in the last segment. If you missed it and you're interested, you can go to repcolite.com and just click the On the Radio tab right on the homepage, and you can check out the podcast and get that info. Once we've established which direction they're going, what other considerations do people need to think about before they pull the trigger on this?
So a lot of the time, people try to kind of, you know, they go back and forth on the scenario, like, hey, should I do all of them, or is it okay if I just do partial? One thing that I try to suggest is, you know, if we're doing the same color, sure, we could do partial. It doesn't make too much of a difference. But if you're doing a drastic color change, mm-hmm. like going from taupe or white to black, unfortunately, we're probably going to have to do all of them just to keep your house from looking a little unfinished.
Sure.
And so occasionally when that comes up, that's kind of where we would go with it. And if they're okay with the look, because not everybody can do it all at once, I don't expect them to, then that's perfectly fine. But I like to just bring it up so that way it was talked about.
So I do have a question about that. So when you bring that up, you're bringing that up from a point of view of your house is going to look a little wonky, like it's got a tooth missing or something, you know, for lack of a better phrase, but it just doesn't look right. It's not exactly the same. You got a bunch of white windows and now you've got some black windows. And if I can live with that,
I just like to prep them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. If I can live with that, I'm okay. It's not a color problem. It's not like a year from now, my windows that I had installed a year ago have maybe changed a little bit in color, faded slightly compared to what brand new windows will look like. That's not a concern.
No, not at all. So the black laminate on the vinyl. So it's a laminate that we put on when we extrude the window. So it's interior and exterior for all intents and purposes. It's a black window, right? Nobody knows that there's not a black window underneath that thing. That laminate is pretty heavy duty. It's got a 10-year warranty against fade. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean it's going to start fading immediately in 10 years, but it's warranted to where if one of your windows doesn't look the same as one on the other side of the house in 10 years, or within those 10 years, you're getting, you know, free sashes, free frames, whatever it takes to fix that part, right? Whereas wood ones, when we have that aluminum powder coat finish on the outside, they have a choice. You know, as we're quoting them out, they choose the finish that they want. One of them has a 20-year fade warranty. The other one has a 30-year fade warranty.
Okay.
So that thing's going to stick around.
Okay. So even if I do have to make an adjustment down the road, you know, let's say I do them all the same color, but then something goes wrong 5, 6, 7 years down the road, I'm not so concerned about a color fade issue that I'm going to have one window that just really stands out.
We would replace that sash for free. Yeah. I mean, and if we think about it, that's 1994 is 30 years ago, right? If you had your windows from us 1994, and it started to fade with sometime between then and now, you would have had a new window by now. So that's a long period of time we're talking about.
It is. And yeah, I graduated in 91, and now you just reinforced exactly how long ago that was and how old I am. So thank you. Thank you for that.
No, you got it. I was born in 95, if you want some more help with that.
Oh, so. See. Yep, thank you. Anyway, let's move on before I get too depressed. So, okay, I understand that. The color fade's not an issue. What other considerations? Or maybe, you know, I guess, do you have more considerations people need to think about? Because I've got some questions, and maybe they will, you know, kind of cross paths or intersect.
Yeah, a lot of it, you know, people will ask about how the colors play off the glass tint. So if I could just drill in on that for a second.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure you look at a lot of houses doing what you do. You ever drive by maybe newer houses or houses with newer windows, you happen to notice that the windows have like this greenish tint to it?
Yes.
Right. So that's the glass itself. And those are the newer low E coats because they have there's stricter rules and regulations around energy efficiency compared to, you know, 20 years ago.
Sure.
And they even just upped the Energy Star threshold like last year in October. So more companies you'll see are going to have probably darker and darker low E films inside the glass. And believe it or not, you know, the way that we lay ours out, it's super reflective. So it's not like you'll be staring at the color green as much as you'd be staring at just almost like a reflective material. And it happens to look really good with black windows.
All right. So good deal. That part will work. How do these things do with heat? You know, now we've got black on the windows. I know that, you know, the darker colors are going to absorb heat. How does that play out in the lifespan of the window?
So great question, actually. Basically,
And this has nothing to do with paint. No offense to paint. I love paint. But factory paint on vinyl, right, it tends to, you know, it'll soak in the heat, right? Like a lot of the companies out there, a lot of the local companies here actually will take a white window and they'll just have, you know, at the factory, they'll paint them black. And that's when you get those issues, right? Because it's all just soaking in the heat. So you get, you know, bubbling up finish or, sure, you know, you just notice it's not really working as well over time. Like it doesn't look the same. Maybe it could be blotchy. There's tons of symptoms that could arise. It could even make your windows warp, right?
Right.
Because it's soaking in all that heat. So what we do is we take a white window and we apply that black laminate I was telling you about. So that way underneath, it's a completely white window and there's a thermal break between the two, right? And so it helps to protect the window underneath and it almost creates like a pocket between the laminate and the window for the kind of the warmth to just kind of filter out.
Okay.
And so that's exactly why we use that laminate and that's exactly why we can warranty the finish for 10 years as well. And, you know, I mean, I'll take a swatch of that out and start scratching my keys on it in the house so people can see, you know, this isn't just like paint on vinyl. Right, which would just immediately get gouged.
Right. So you've got all of that going on. Does that play into, you know, I was just thinking about that as you were talking, all that heat, because it's still black. Now, it, you know, so it's absorbing the heat, but like you said, it's kind of diffusing it a little bit. Does that mm-hmm. play out into the home? You know, I'm trying to cool my home. I've got my air conditioner going, but I've got all these black windows. I would assume with the system that you've got, I'm not getting that heat transfer through the window into the home. Or is that so negligible exactly. It wouldn't be an issue?
You wouldn't get it into the home with our design because of pretty much what I was just telling you about, the diffusion sure. on the outside. And then through the actual window itself, there's all these different air chambers and pockets to be able to kind of – so air in a sealed-off space works as a really good insulator, right? Mm-hmm. That's why, like, they invented double pane glass in the first place. It wasn't for that second pane of glass on the outside. It was for the air pocket, even before they started using denser gases or anything like that. So air pockets, because there's a gas in there, right? We learned in, you know, in middle school or elementary school, molecules in a solid are hugged together. In a liquid, they're a little bit looser, and in gas, they're just floating around, right? Mm-hmm. So energy, hot and cold, just moves from molecule to molecule. In gases, the molecules are so spaced apart, it takes longer for them to move. That's why when you put something on the stove, it heats up immediately. But if you hover your hand over the stove, you're not burning your hand, right?
Gotcha.
So that air pocket between the glass basically has to heat up or cool down, reach equilibrium before it moves into the house, right? And then obviously since then, we've used denser gases in between the glass. So we use argon gas. It's about 10 times denser than oxygen. So it's just harder for that space to heat up or cool down. Then once it reaches equilibrium, it moves into the house. So that being said, we turn around and we put that technology into the frame itself. So a lot of companies, you know, they'll just have maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 air pockets in there. You know, we have, I mean, I believe it's 12 or 13 air chambers throughout the frame. Could be even a little bit more than that. I should brush up on that. You're going to be some good questions here. And each of those air chambers, as it moves through the frame, has to heat up, cool down, reach equilibrium, and it helps to insulate the actual framing itself. So even if something like that was happening on the outside and made it past, you know, the laminate and the system we have there, we have all those different air chambers to help keep that out.
All right. So that all sounds really good. Black windows with pretty much any siding color, or where are your limits there? I mean, and that's just an aesthetic thing, right?
It is. I mean, so when we're out there with the program designing the house and people ask me to throw things on there, I'll be honest with you. Like if it isn't looking so good, I'll politely say something, mm-hmm. you know, but really I like to stick to a 3-color rule. I don't even know if there's any sort of scientific basis behind that or art creative basis or any sort of theory behind that. But you know, if we're doing 3 or more colors, I tell them to slow down a little bit. Maybe we look at explore different options. But a lot of the time, people just ask for white siding with black windows. Mm-hmm. You know, or you know, we could do. I mean, we could do like certain types of grays as well. But certain houses don't look great with it.
Now you don't know, have
certain colors.
You don't have to do the siding for the. I mean, you'll just do replacement windows, of course, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So,
I will bring it up though if you know you got a lime green house or something that you're asking me to put. Well, actually, maybe that would look cool, but you get my point. If it's a house that might not work, I'll say something like, hey, are we planning on painting or doing siding eventually? And then usually that is the case. But windows are always step one before you do siding, believe it or not.
All right. Okay, a lot of info. There's more questions I've got, but I think that's really all the time we've got. I think that gets me started. You know, like I think you mentioned at the beginning, you've got franchises all over the place. I know we've got Window World of West Michigan in Kentwood on the west side. If our east side listeners want to get in touch with you, how's the best way for them to do that?
So my family owns the Commerce location, you know, in Window World of Detroit over on the east side of the state. I happen to know very well the families that own the Westside Grand Rapids store as well as the Lansing store. They do amazing work, so feel free to reach out to your local Window World. But if you do happen to live on this side of the state, we service 7 counties. Even if you think you're far away, give us a call because believe it or not, we'll drive, right? So the best way to reach out to us would be 248-940-1533. That's the main office line. You can also visit windowworlddetroit.com. And you'd be able to find us there as well.
All right. We'll put all of that info in the show notes. Niall Sheena from Window World, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're dishing the dirt on some promo items you're going to want to know about. That's all next. Stick around. Well, Haley, let's talk about these big promos that we've got going on. It's a month-long sale.
Right. And it's huge. I mean, these are probably the best prices all year round. I don't know if we can say that, but...
Well, we can. We can say a lot of things. I don't know if it's true. It's true so far, and we haven't had prices like this. The big thing is that normally these are geared at contractors, and this one still is, but we have removed some obstacles that have really freed it up for anybody out there.
Right.
And really, if you've got any paint projects coming up, you're going to want to take advantage of this. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And this segment maybe started sounding like an infomercial, but we can really back this up. We've got some good stuff on here. But before we get to that, I want to talk about something kind of funny that we didn't have time to talk about earlier. Normally, this would have been a show open kind of a thing, but it kind of works out really well right now. So I was telling you, Haley, I did that interview with Niall on my own. You couldn't make it. You had some baby issues happen.
Some baby issues.
Right? The baby projectile vomited. Clothing has to be changed all the way around. The car needs to be burned. Things like that. You know, everybody who's a parent knows what that's like. So you couldn't make it to that.
Yeah.
So I did that. You gave me the phone number. You had done all the preliminary talking and conversations with Niall. I had no idea what we were talking about. I was relying on you to get us through. So anyway, I find out you're not going to be there. You send me the phone number. I start frantically typing notes. I've got a half an hour to get ready for this interview. And I'm going like crazy. And I start by typing his phone number into the top of my page. So I've got something to work on when I make the phone call. Well, I screwed it up. So I call and I get an answering machine, which I thought was strange. And I wasn't prepared for an answering machine. And normally I need to be. I need to have...
You need like a script.
I need to have something memorized.
Yeah.
If I know I'm talking to a machine, I can prepare. I expected a person and I got this machine. And so I give out my name and then I tell him I'm from the radio. I'm Dan Hansen. I'm from the radio. We're going to do an interview. My phone number is... And then I gave him his own phone number.
Because you're reading off.
Then I realized I made that mistake. I corrected it. Repeated my phone number and my name multiple times, even though I knew... He already had these things.
Yeah.
And then I hung up and then I thought, man, I wonder why he wasn't ready. Did I write the right phone number down? No. Some stranger got a great little message from some really messed up radio personality. And they know who I am because I gave my name. So I'm telling you that story. And then you told me about your color consultation.
Yeah. So great consultation, but rough start because I must have put a number in wrong when I was entering the address into
the
GPS.
We all do it from time to time.
And went to a completely different house, knocked on the door, and I'm waiting. Like, seems like she'd be ready. It's weird that, you know. Okay, here she is. Hey, Kelly. And she just looks at me.
Yep.
I'm Haley.
From the radio.
We're going to do
this. I just got a call from Dan from the radio.
Color consultation. And she's just looking at me, kind of like shaking her head now. And I was like, you're not Kelly.
No.
No.
So you did the same thing.
Yeah.
We are both utterly and completely incompetent.
Apparently.
We're only cut out to do radio, and I apologize to all the other people.
You should not enter numbers into a phone.
No. Anyway, I thought that was funny. Both of us did the same thing, same week, for the kind of the same cause.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about more numbers. Let's talk about these prices and talk about these promos. Let's see here. How do we make this not commercially? Because I hate commercially. We've got 15 items on sale. It's going to start April 1, mm-hmm. and it's going to run through April 30.
Right.
And like I said in the beginning, it's largely geared at our contractors. It's
right.
a spring
we
pro
call
show.
It the pro show event. Usually it's a bulk buying event because they're contractors. It's their chance to stock up before the busy season. And normally that requires, you know, a minimum buy-in. So let's say if it's a brush that's on sale, they've got to buy six to get that
and
really good sale price.
Worth it to them because they go
Absolutely.
Through those kinds of supplies anyway. Then we always talk about it on air, but we know we've got that big hurdle to overcome. How many regular homeowners are going to want six brushes
yeah.
in order to get that savings? We don't have any of those obstacles anymore. No minimums. So you can buy one thing and take advantage of it on sale. And we're going to talk about it throughout the month because there's a lot of great products. We're not going to go through them all now. We've got a number of different primers. So great primers on sale, huge savings.
Yeah, huge.
You know, almost 50% off is what it boils down to.
Right.
50% off the retail. Sanding sponges, things like that. Tray liners, if you use tray liners on your project.
And everyone
again,
should. I
yeah,
mean.
50% off. But let's zero in on a couple of the big things. One of my favorite items is the 2.5-inch Corona Excalibur brush. They're normally, they retail for $23.35.
Right. It's a high-end brush. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's 2.5 inches, $23.35. It's on sale for $14.35. So $9 off a brush. You can buy one brush and make that and claim that savings and take advantage of it. These Corona Excaliburs, we talk about them on the show every time I talk about brushes. They're my favorite brush.
Yes.
It's a special filament from DuPont called Chinex, and it's made to release water-based paints really, really well and easily. So
right.
you get a great finish.
Yes.
Secondarily, or consequentially, you get...
Really easy to clean.
Yeah.
Like, the
crazy
easiest
easy to clean.
Brush to clean,
You can
honestly.
run these underwater for 40 seconds. I've had them clean out. Like, literally, they're clean, ready to be put away.
Yeah.
So Corona Excalibur brushes, my favorite brush to use... On sale, $9 off a brush, all month long. So you can come and get as many as you want. But if you only want one, you can do that. There's another brush that we sell a lot of to contractors.
Right.
It's the Wooster Silver Tip. And it's not the high-end brush that the Corona Excalibur is.
No, I would say like it's like a high-production brush.
Yeah. It's made for, you know, just cranking stuff out. And they know they're probably not going to spend a lot of time cleaning them out
mm-hmm.
because they're just more inexpensive. But a lot of guys really like these brushes. They're normally about $9. Now they're on sale for $5.
Yeah.
So again, it's a great brush, way better than what you're going to honestly find in other brushes for $5.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're getting really high-end sundries for a great price, and it's just going to save you money on your project regardless of who you are. I think that's what I love about this is that I can be a homeowner coming in getting all the paint supplies that I need for a way lower price right now. And even if I don't have a project and I have one planned for the future, I know I'm going to need a brush, I know I'm going to need roller covers, so why not get the best supplies at a way lower cost?
Right. Definitely swing out. Again, the sale goes till April 30. A couple other things, we've got Wooster Sherlock roller frames. You know, they're 9-inch roller frames. We've talked about them on the show quite a bit. They've got a plastic cage. You know, if you picture a roller frame, they normally have a little wire cage
yeah.
that the cover slides onto.
Mm-hmm.
This one has a plastic cage. It's got ball bearings.
Right. So it looks quite a bit different.
Yeah, it spins really easily. It's got these little locking teeth that will grab that roller cover and hold it in place. And that's really, really important because a lot of times covers will work their way off. They walk themselves off of these roller
yeah.
frames.
And then what ends up happening is when you're rolling the wall, you'll actually get this buildup of paint that kind of starts forming along that edge where it is starting to walk off the cage a little bit. And then you get all these lines on the wall. And then you realize what's happening. Got to go back, do it over.
Yeah. So that roller frame is on sale again, like from $10 down to $5.40.
Yeah.
So big savings on that. Roller covers, all the different tools that you'd want. On sale. Stop out at any Repcolite. Ask about the pro show savings. Starts April 1. A lot of different items. You're going to want to take advantage if you've got projects coming up.
Absolutely.
All right. That's all the time we've got. We want to wish everybody out there
yeah,
a happy Easter.
Easter.
I'm Dan Hansen.
I'm Haley Johnson. Thanks for listening.